informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game, it's packed inside the roundhouse. We got the Hiawatha channel queued up. Paige and company, Megan in studio, Brandon with you on KNZA. Let's get you the starting lineups for the boys game tonight. We start with the road team Tigers of Jefferson West under fifth-year head coach Joe Smith. They come in at 7-3, 5-2 in league play. They played last night at home against St. Mary's, a ranked team in 2A, and came out with a big 44-43 win. They have a freshman starting in the backcourt in Evan Payne, also a transfer student. That is Reese Hackett, who is a junior averaging 10 points per game. A senior, Jason Payne, and a returning starter from a year ago, is averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds a game. Max Tuck, the junior forward, 11 points, 3 rebounds a game. And Brody Schwinn, 6'4 junior, averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds a game. So for the Tigers tonight, Evan Payne, Reese Hackett, Jason Payne, Max Tuck, and Brody Schwinn. For the 9-1, number 8 ranked team in 3A, Hiawatha Redhawks, second year head coach Brady Jasper. Again, they are coming off their last game, which was last Friday night here in the roundhouse, a 62-54 win over 2A ranked Rossville. Carson Henry, a 6'1 senior, right around 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. Ethan Morton, a 5'11 senior guard, at north of 12 points per contest. Michael Jensen, a 6-foot senior, is averaging 9 points per game. And then you got the two key forwards, Braylon Sieben Morgan. What a season he has had. 6'6" junior, 20.5 points, 8.5 rebounds a game. Lane Kessler, 6'6" senior at 10 points and 8 rebounds a game. Henry, Morton, Jensen, Sieben Morgan, and Kessler. Opening tip-off here is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Hiawatha girls won the first game tonight. It's time for the boys' contest. And Jefferson West in the road black uniforms left to right on their first possession of tonight's game. These two teams split their two games last season. Here is Hackett with the basketball, transfer student on left side. Now back up top to Max Tuck, the junior. 18 seconds on the shot clock, opening possession of the game. Here's Brody Schwinn to work. Little turnaround, well defended inside by Kessler, and he clears away the rebound for Hiawatha. Redhawks 9-1, 3-0 in league play. Their first possession tonight. From right to left they go in this opening half. Redhawks averaging over 64 points per game, and they were looking for Kessler inside, taken away by Jeff West. Little two-on-one. Schwinn had it blocked, and pulling down the miss was Sieben Morgan. Great transition defense for the Redhawks. 7:13 to go, first quarter. No score. Both teams 0-for on their opening possessions. Here's a long skip pass to Morton near side. Now Jensen a touch on the wing left. Puts it on the dribble. Kicks to Morton in the corner. Fires a three. Well short. Rebound Jeff West. Here's Jason Payne. Long pass to Brody Schwinn into the front court. Tuck steps into one. And he airballs a left wing three. And a rebound for Morton and Hiawatha. Kind of like the girls' game. A little bit of a slow start on offense for both teams. Although we've only played a minute 15 in this contest tonight. Jeff West defensively giving up 50 points per game. Here is Sieben Morgan going to work. He's had some massive games this season, going big to big. Kessler up, no, but he draws the foul. A near and one, he taps his chest. He says, my bad. He said, man, Braylon, great pass. I should have put that one in. Nonetheless, Lane Kessler at the line to shoot two. First foul of the game, 90 seconds in. And the first free throw by Kessler rattles out. No, he is very good at the line for a guy of his body and stature. How about 72%? He was 26 of 36 before that one. And he gets the second to go. So the first point for Lane Kessler. And the Redhawks a 1-0 lead 90 seconds into the game. Although we have not started the clock yet. And the official has to stop play because the score table did not start the clock there. So they trim a few seconds off. And Hiawatha will throw it in from the far sideline. This Redhawks team trying to keep pace in the Big East League. Silver Lake at 5-0, Hiawatha 3-0. Those are the only two undefeated teams left in league play. Bill talking to the scores table after a little clock malfunction there, but the 1 point for Lane Kessler. And looks like they're going to shave off maybe another second or two. It's down to 6:26. Yeah, we still have a pause in the action. Again, if you're just joining us, Brandon Tabman alongside Paige Mueller, the Hiawatha Channel crew, and Megan Sturton, our studio producer on KNZA. It's our final normal kind of week as we got midseason tournaments next week. Me and Paige will be over in Seneca watching Hiawatha in the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Hiawatha boys will get Troy on a Tuesday night, which Troy, the only time or the only team to beat this Hiawatha team this season. That was a double overtime thriller back in early December as we're still having clock malfunctions here, so we have a little bit of a break. But December 5th at Troy, we had it on KNZA. Braylon Stephen Morgan had 36 points and 14 rebounds in that game. Had a tip-in shot at the buzzer to send that game into overtime, but ultimately Troy came out on top. And since then, what has Hiawatha done? Just won 8 consecutive games. They've also won 14 of their last 17 going back to the end of last season. And we finally get back to the play here after the stoppage with the clock malfunction, and Jeff West immediately turns it over for the first time. 1-0 Red Hawks about 2 minutes into the game. Man-to-man here are the Tigers defensively. What a matchup here with Brody Schwinn and Braylon Sieben Morgan. That's about 6'4 and 6'6 going at it respectively. Morton back up top to Kessler, dribbling left, hands it off to Jensen on the wing. Going baseline, he's bumped and fouled. Appears to be Reese Hackett. Goes by Dash, the junior. Transfer student for Jeff West. Does pick up that foul, his first. And for some reason, the fouls are not being queued up on the scoreboard. Not sure if that's part of the issue with the clock and whatnot. Nice move in the lane, shot no. Stephen Morgan tried to tip it up and in, and he's fouled on the second chance putback attempt. So free throws coming for 6'6 junior Braylon Stephen Morgan. If there was a Big East League Player of the Year through the first half, you can make an argument for Braylon Stephen Morgan. First free throw tonight is pure. 67% at the line this season. Red Hawks hit it at 63% as a team. 2-0 start here for Hiawatha. But Braylon's averaging over 20 points and 8 rebounds a game. Paige, he is 19 of 31 from 3. That is 61%.
He's a good player.
And he knocks down both free throws in a 3-0. Red Hawks lead, 5:50 to go, first quarter. Here's Evan Payne, a freshman. So you've got the brothers out there, Evan and Jason, for Jeff West. Here's a nice dive. Oh, rejected at the summit. A block shot by Braylon Stephen Morgan. That out of bounds to Jeff West with 20 on the shot clock. 5:40 to go in the first. 3-0 Red Hawks. 2 free throws from Stephen Morgan. 1 free throw from Kessler. There's a quick pass. Shot up and good. Nice inbounds play. The freshman, Evan Payne, gets Jeff West on the board right underneath. 3-2 Red Hawks. 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Stephen Morgan pulling up. Tough shot. Right elbow. Can't get it to go. Rebound off the miss by the freshman, Evan Payne. Tigers a chance for their first lead. They trail 3-2. Looking for a skip pass. Tips. Right side of the floor, though. Handing off Payne. That's Jason to his brother, Evan. Knocked out of bounds. And it will be Jeff West basketball. A 3-2 Red Hawks lead early on in this first quarter. Mentioning they split their 2 regular season meetings last year. Jeff West winning on their home floor, 52-48. The home win was pretty dominant for Hiawatha, 65-41. Max Tuck, a 3. It rests off the heel and then skips off for the miss. Ethan Morton, the rebound for Hiawatha. Under 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 3-2 Red Hawks. Up top with it, Carson Henry, left side Jensen, Stephen Morgan on the block, guarded by Tuck. That's a mismatch for sure. And Tuck had no choice but to reach in and foul. So Tuck picks up his first. That is already the 4th team foul. Still got 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Next foul puts Hiawatha at the line. Here's Morton in the paint. Had it knocked away. Picks it up. Dumps it down. Kessler right underneath. Can't make the bunny, but he tips it out to Carson Henry for a second chance, and the shot clock resets. Here's Jensen on a drive from the left corner. Back up top on the wing. Now a right side pass on the wing. Here's Stephen Morgan going to work, right block, double fake, shot up, no, tipped in the air, into the right corner, ball still on the deck, and it's finally picked up by Brody Schwinn and Jeff West. Lobs a pass into some traffic in the right corner. Jensen saves it, but he saved it right to Jeff West, so they keep the possession. Tuck a three, it's long. And on the backside, a rebound secured by Carson Henry. 3-2 Redhawks. 3-plus minutes into this game and lost out of bounds on the right block. Stephen Morgan can't handle the pass, and the Redhawks turn it over for a third time. A little bit slow. We have not seen much. Girls' game was ramped up with defense and turnovers. Not as many turnovers this early on in the boys' game, but possessions haven't been all that clean as Tigers working in the front court here. Entry pass to Jason Payne and a foul on the right block. First foul on Hiawatha is going against Ethan Morton. Lob a pass, Jason Payne. Here's a drive in, kick right, Schwinn. Back up top to Max Tuck on the dribble. Man-to-man defense by the Redhawks. 3:45 to go in the quarter. 3-2, the Redhawks lead it. Touch pass inside, Carson Wellman in the game. Floats one up, couldn't get it to go off the window. Kessler the rebound. And then a foul away from the ball. Let's check the call. It appears to be going on Jeff West. I think. Well, we've already had some stoppages of play here in this first quarter. The official talking to Hiawatha head coach Brady Jasper. This Redhawks team have 4 returning starters back from last year, a team that went 8-12, but right now they've already surpassed their win total. They're 9-1 coming into tonight. Here's a drive by Jensen, kick to Henry in the corner, lost it, gathering, diving in, kicking left. Jensen triggers a three, and he books in a three. Michael Jensen, a downtown triple. He hits it at 31%, his 10th make from behind the arc this season, and the Redhawks their largest lead in the first quarter at 6-2. Here's Jason Payne at the elbow, dumps it down, Wellman's shot, no good, and a rebound on the backside for Michael Jensen. Jensen driving in, lobbing a pass, Stephen Morgan in the left corner. One dribble back to Morton up top. 6-2 Redhawks. We played 5 minutes of this opening quarter. Wants a ball screen by Stephen Morgan to his right. Morton doesn't use it. He goes left, and he throws a pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Max Tuck. It'll be Carson Henry to throw it in. 18 on the shot clock. 2:51 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Redhawks leading at 6-2. Here is Ethan Morton. High right on the wing with the dribble, being guarded by Carson Wellman. Now Henry. Short corner, it's Kessler. Back up top, Jensen. Ball faking, stepping back. Deep three in there. Michael Jensen, how about this kid to start? Back-to-back threes. He's got 6, and it's 9-2 Hiawatha. Payne right to the rack. Shot good over Kessler. Nicely done. So Jason Payne comes back up the floor. His first points tonight for the Tigers. And the Redhawks lead is 9-4. Jensen, heat check left corner, and it's hot. 9 points, 3 threes in the first 6 minutes. For Michael Jensen, and it's 12-4 Hiawatha. And now Morton tips it at midcourt, and it's a turnover by Jeff West. Morton untouched, to the rack for 2, and a timeout for the Tigers. It is a 14-4 start for the home team Redhawks, and a full timeout will follow suit. 2:02 to go, first quarter, Redhawks by 10. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your trusted local insurance experts are growing. While you've known us at Southeast Nebraska Insurance, we're excited to announce our new name, Riverstone Insurance Group. Same great team, same commitment to our Southeast Nebraska neighbors. Now with offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City to serve you even better. From home and auto to farm and business, we're still here to protect what matters most. We're Riverstone Insurance Group, your future secured.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bad start for Hiawatha, particularly Michael Jensen here in the first quarter. 3 threes and 9 points, and it's a 14-4 start for the home team Redhawks on Jeff West with 2:02 to go in this opening quarter. Timeout was called by Jeff West, and our KMZA timeouts are also brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got Paige and company with the Hiawatha Channel, Megan in studio on KNCA, Brandon Sadman with you as well. So, Hiawatha on the girls' side, 55-43 victory earlier tonight. They improved to 11-0. The Hiawatha boys off to a strong start here tonight in the first 6 minutes. They lead it by 10 at 14-4. Jeff West out of the timeout with the ball. Here's Payne lobbing a pass inside. That's well done. And the bucket for Brixton Schwinn. How about brother to brother? We'll talk about them throughout the course of the night. 14-6. Jeff West getting a bucket out of the timeout. Here's Jensen in the corner looking for Kessler inside, and I don't think Kessler was ready for it. Redhawks turn it over, and then Jeff West, they just go ahead and give it right back. Steal by Carson Henry, and he works it into the front court. Picks up the speed, gets to the right block. Jensen again looking for number four. Ho-ho, goodness me. Four threes and 12 points for Michael Jensen, and it's 17-6. Here's a cut. Schwinn back up top. Payne reversing. Here's Max Tuck with it. Minute to go here in the quarter. 17-6 Redhawks, led by Michael Jensen with four threes and 12 points. He had made nine threes all season coming into tonight, and he's already got four. Up top with it, Jason Payne, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Good ball fake. That's Evan Payne. Steps into a long two. Was on target but short. And a rebound cleared away by Braylon Stephen Morgan. 9 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Redhawks with it, leading 17-6. Here is Jensen between the rings, left side pass. Now they want it again. Jensen, boy, he wanted, and he will. Another one. Oh, that one on target but long. Fans were ready for an explosion there, but Kessler with the save, but he throws it to Jeff West, taken away by Brody Schwinn. Here's Tuck, right side, shot clock turned off, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Tuck, wide open for three, no, and a rebound for Carson Henry. 7 seconds for the Redhawks. Ethan Morton across the midcourt line, gets a Stephen Morgan screen, right back to Stephen Morgan for three, it's an air ball. Kessler, is it going to count? I think so. Kessler catching the air ball three, desperation time, and he got it off in time to make it 19-6 Redhawks at the end of the first quarter. We go to the second quarter right after a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Michael Jensen, the senior for the Hiawatha boys, the story in that first 8 minutes, 12 points and four threes in the Redhawks, 19-6 out in front of a Baker's dozen against Jeff West as we start the second quarter. Here on KNZA, Redhawks with that Baker's dozen lead and the ball spinning, firing, contested shot. Not there for Stephen Morgan from the right elbow, and a rebound cleared away by Jason Payne and Jeff West. No go on that opening possession of the second quarter. Here's a three, just a quick trigger. That one, no. Stephen Morgan gets pushed to the ground, and a foul's called. Tigers wasted all of 4 seconds to take a contested left wing three, and going to bring on a sub. Reese Hackett checks back in for Jeff West. Not sure Joe Smith was too particularly pleased with that possession after getting a stop on the Redhawks' first possession of quarter number two. 19-6, Hiawatha looking for their ninth consecutive win, looking to go to 10-1 on the season. Trying to stay unbeaten in league play as well, keeping pace up top with Silver Lake, who is also undefeated in league play. Here's Stephen Morgan, left corner, 15 on the shot clock, good hustle, and a foul, though, is going to be called on Max Tuck. Reaching in on that pass on the left wing, being delivered to Morton, and now we get another sub as Joe Smith has to go a little bit deeper into the Jeff West bench. Parker Jensen, a sophomore, into the game now for the Tigers. That resets the shot clock. Also into the game, Leighton Moore, a sophomore, for the Redhawks. Jensen on a dive from Steven Morgan up and in for two. It might be the Michael Jensen game tonight. He's got 14 already, and it's 21-6. Red Hawks. He had four threes in the first quarter. Right now leading the charge, outscoring Jeff West by himself by eight. Here's a tough turnaround in the paint. No. Offensive rebound. Put up and in. Brody Schwinn, all 6-4 of them. Brody's on the board, makes it 21-8, Red Hawks. Here's Jensen with it. Three steps in front of midcourt, a little more shaded to the right. Now moves left, dives in on the right block. Henry trying to bounce it to Steven Morgan. Somehow gets it back. Or correction, that was Alex Ross who's into the game. Now here's Morton, free throw line. Contested jumper, no. And a foul on the miss in the rebound attempt, I believe, going against Hiawatha. They do get Alex Ross, who had just checked into the game. So Jeff West getting it back, 21-8. Tigers trailing here in a packed roundhouse in Hiawatha tonight. Here is Brody Schwinn, left side, 6'4 of it on the wing, guarded by 6'6 Steven Morgan. Dumps it down inside, little ball fake, shot rejected again, but a foul's called. Fans didn't like it. There was a little combination of the ball and the arm, but Steven Morgan, they do get him with that block attempt foul. That is his first. And now free throws coming up here for the freshman, Brixton Schwinn. Brixton Schwinn, a freshman, played quarterback for the Tigers football team, and what did he do? He earned second team all-league behind Carter Hike and threw for nearly 2,400 yards and 32 touchdowns. He did make the first free throw attempt, makes it 21-9.
Thank you.
But his favorite target was his brother Brody, who had 55 catches for over 1,000 yards and 18 touchdowns. Tigers went 8-3 on the gridiron and made it to the 3A quarterfinals, losing to Hayden. 21-10 is the Red Hawks' lead after the two free throws by Brixton Schwinn. Red Hawks into the front court. Leighton Moore a touch, right side to Ross, back up top Morton. Right side of the floor, they set it up, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Alex Ross and a turnover for Hiawatha. Well, Paige is doing some deep diving over here, trying to find out some records. What do we got?
Well, Brian Rocky had 6 threes in a game for the record for Hiawatha.
So the
Michael
most
Jensen
threes in a game mm-hmm. in Hiawatha boys basketball history is 6, and Jensen has 4 already. Okay.
I figured I better look.
So that is confirmed. So that is something we are going to monitor. As we still got over 5 minutes to go. Here's Hackett on a drive. He had a good look, but a little bit strong off the glass. But tipped into the hands of Carson Wellman. And a second chance off with a fresh shot clock. Hackett again, a corner three. That one not there. Whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt going against the Tigers. Couple good looks for the transfer, Reese Hackett. 0 for 2 on both and a foul on the Tigers. And that one on Wellman, his first, and team foul number 3. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. 11-point Red Hawks lead at 21-10. Into the front court, Leighton Moore. Long skip pass to the near side. It's Ethan Morton holding shoulder high, now chest high. Now a chest pass. Into the corner, Steven Morgan now on the block. Right side, it is Kessler, counted and one. 5 in the game for Lane Kessler and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And you can confirm, Paige, because you know these Hiawatha kids much better than me. I feel like Lane and Braylon have quite a connection.
They both know that Braylon is going to get double-teamed or triple-teamed, and that'll leave Lane open on one side, and they can just bounce pass, and usually he's pretty good either making them or getting to the line.
Sub in for Hiawatha. Steven Morgan's going to get a breather here. And the free throw was no good, and then a foul, I think going against Alex Ross on that rebound attempt. It'll be the second on Ross, and the Tigers get it back, but it's 23-10. This ties the largest lead for Hiawatha in the first half. Back into the game, Carson Henry for the Red Hawks, taking the spot of Ethan Morton. So 14 points in the first half for Michael Jensen with 4 threes. We confirm the record for threes in a game is 6. He's outscoring the Tigers by himself. Tigers have the ball down 13, 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Brody Schwinn. Little hesitation. Now driving in straight away, tried to curl one up, couldn't get it to go. Hackett the rebound, he can't make the second attempt. Ball still being tipped around, finally in the hands of Alex Ross. couple of opportunities there gone by the wayside for the Tigers. Redhawks in the front court with a 13-point lead and under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Tigers going man-to-man. Beautiful bounce pass, Ross for two. The assist for Carson Henry, and Ross has his first two tonight. Largest lead now for the Redhawks, 25-10. 4.5 minutes to go in the second. Here's an off-balance shot from the free throw line by Evan Payne, and somehow Brixton Schwinn got the miss. Here's Hackett on a drive up over Kessler, and he floats it in off the window. Soft touch for Reese Hackett, 25-12. Redhawks coming up on the halfway point of this second quarter. Jensen caught in a tough spot, trying to find somebody, and Jeff West has a steal. 7 turnovers on the Redhawks. Shot good in transition. Hackett went for the dunk. Wanted a foul. He didn't get it. He's got 4. So a quick 4-0 spurt makes it 25-14 Redhawks. 3:52 and counting. Joe Smith talking to the official. I think maybe going back to that Hackett bucket, wanting a foul. And now there's a drive by Alex Ross, and he'll get the whistle, and he'll go to the line. Good minutes for Alex Ross here in the second quarter. Check the Jeff West foul. It is Evan Payne with his first. Alex Ross at the line. How about 7 of 8? 87.5% for him at the line this season. And the announcer jinx comes heavily into play, Paige.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. It's at least once a game.
Mm-hmm.
But it is real. I don't care what anybody says. But maybe not. I don't know. Either way, now 7 of 9 at the line this season. Second attempt by Ross. And he missed them both. Blame me if you would like. Rebound for Jason Payne.
I sure am.
Okay. 25-14 Redhawks under 3:40 to go until the half. And the Tigers chip away here in the final 3+. Here's Hackett off the screen. Down the middle. Little scoop shot. Can't get it off the English. Chasing it off the deflection. Jensen the rebound pushing. Into the corner. Leighton Moore a triple. Front rim no. Kessler the rebound. Up and good. The big body lane, Kessler, the offensive rebound and stick back. He's got 7 points and 4 rebounds. 27-14, Redhawks. Hackett, good kick, wide open left side 3. That's an air ball. Jensen, the backside board. Caught the air up here. Jensen, 4 threes, wants his 5th. Got it! He is 1-3 away from tying a school record. 30-14 Redhawks. Well, the heat checks have been very hot for Michael Jensen, the senior, tonight. He's outscoring Jeff West by himself. Trying to go over the top and reading it perfectly is Alex Ross, and he's got a steal. All the momentum with Hiawatha right now, their largest lead at 16. 2.5 minutes to go in the half. This Redhawks team can fill it up, averaging north of 64 points per game this season. Average margin of victory, 17. Jensen again, he tried it but couldn't get that one to go from straight away. What a tie to school record. The rebound, though, for Carson Wellman and Jeff West. Hackett to the rack, couldn't get it to go. Joe Smith wanted a foul. It is Jason Payne off the miss. Another second chance up and no good. And Hackett did a great job to save it underneath and throw it off Carson Henry. And the Tigers ultimately salvage another chance here at this possession. Stephen Morgan back into the game, taking the spot of Alex Ross, who gave some nice minutes for Coach Brady Jasper. 2:03 to go in the half. It's a 16-point Hiawatha lead at 30-14. Their largest lead of the game. Here's Evan Payne in the corner. To his brother, Jason inside. A little turnaround was short. Rebound, Kessler. Kessler, 5 rebounds tonight so far. We're down to 1:55 left in this opening half. Jensen has 5 threes. 6 is the school record for made threes in a game. He's got 17. He's the story here tonight so far. Here's Stephen Morgan up top. Closed out by Brody Schwinn. That's 6'4", 6'6", right there. There's a reach and foul on Max Tuck. Jeff West fans not pleased. It's going to put Hiawatha at the line. And that is the 3rd on Max Tuck. And he's holding hands at the hips in disbelief on that one. Here's Braylon Stephen Morgan to shoot 2. 2 for 2 tonight. 67% on the season, and he's good on that one. All 3 of his points in the first half from the stripe. And back into the game, Brixton Schwinn for Jeff West, replacing Max Tuck. Now has those 3 fouls. 31-14, largest lead for the Redhawks at 17, and trying to add to it. second by Stephen Morgan. It's strong. No, he goes one for two. Rebound for Brixton Schwinn. 31-14. It's all Hiawatha here in the first half. 90 seconds to go in the second period. Here's a bounce pass. Brixton Schwinn, left elbow, looking for a curl. Gets it, hands it off to Evan Payne. Now to older brother Jason. Now into the hands of Brody Schwinn. Gets inside the free throw line. Kicks it back up top to Brixton. Hands it off to Hackett. He wants to dive in straight away. Throws it up. No, but there's a foul, and free throws coming for the Tigers. And the foul on Carson Henry. That is his first. And the fourth team foul on the Redhawks here in the quarter. Minute 13 to go until the half. 31-14 Redhawks. Here's Reese Hackett to shoot two. Got 4 points here in the second quarter. And make it five. He got the shooter's touch over the front rim. He's been a nice addition to Jeff West, transfer student, a junior, averaging 10 points per game. Trying to go two for two at the line, and he does so. All six of his points in the second quarter, and it's 31-16 Redhawks. Final 70 seconds of this first half. Five threes for Michael Jensen in this first half. The school record for threes in a game is six, and he's going to turn it over and immediately get called for a foul.
He fouled him on the ground there, Brandon.
Somehow fouled on his knees, yet this is going to be free throws for Jeff West. Both teams in the bonus, exactly 60 seconds to go in the half. And this will put the freshman Evan Payne at the line, the younger brother of Jason, who is a senior. Got 2 points and a rebound here in the first half. His first free throw gets the kind touch as well, so he's got three. Jeff West now 5 of 6 from the line, or I should say, correction, 5 of 5, actually, from the line so far in the first half, trying to go 6 for 6, and they do so with Payne going 2 for 2. Redhawks 31, Jeff West 18, so Jeff West kind of chipping away here. Redhawks led by as many as 17, but now it's 13. Jensen had it knocked away at midcourt. Another Hiawatha turnover. 2-on-2 break. Stephen Morgan, good defense, but better offense. Jason Payne, a little pump fake, and finish off the window. It is a 6-0 run right now for the Tigers. They're within 11, about a 5-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. That pass tipped out of bounds. Tigers have a little pep in the step here. Redhawks are going to throw it in. Far side of the floor. Ethan Morton checks back in. Leighton Moore, sophomore, getting a breather for the Redhawks. Hiawatha this week, number 8 ranked in the 3A class from the KBCA. 9-1, they have won 8 straight. Their only loss, double overtime at Troy back in early December. Here's Carson Henry in the corner. Now skipping it, Stephen Morgan left side, 25 seconds left in the half. And a 5-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Stephen Morgan on the dribble, now near midcourt. Down to 12 on the shot clock, still dribbling in the corner. Good defense here by Brody Schwinn, nearly tying it up, and it's going to be a turnover. Jeff West has 10 seconds. They get it up the floor. Tough shot. No, tip. And Stephen Morgan comes down with it. 5 seconds to go here in the half. Stephen Morgan, half court. It'll count. Oh, it's off the heel. And that takes us to the halftime break, where it's the Hiawatha Redhawks leading the Jefferson West Tigers 31-20. At the break, Michael Jensen, 5 threes and 17 points. A lot to talk about, and we'll do that after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. We got Paige and company with the Hiawatha Channel queued up. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Brandon Tedman with you on KNZA. Well, Jeff West had a little positive spurt at the end of the second quarter. Once down 17 to Hiawatha, they've clawed back to what is now a 31-20 lead for the home team Redhawks. And the story in the first half has been Hiawatha senior Michael Jensen. 5 threes and 17 points. 4 of those 5 threes made were in the first quarter. And we have been doing some searching and finding out some information that the school record. Paige, we got you.
1995-1996, Brian Rocky had 6 threes in the game.
6 threes, and you said it was 1999.
95-96
season. So, again, we're talking about Michael Jensen, his 5 first-half threes. He's one away from tying a record that's been held for 30 years, essentially, and he'll have a chance in the second half. He needs 1 to tie, 2 more made threes to break a record that's been in the books for about 30 years or so. But outside of that, the 17 for Michael Jensen, Lane Kessler, 7 points and 5 rebounds. Braylon Sieben Morgan averaging 20.5 points per game coming in, just 3 in the first half. I think that's a positive sign for the Redhawks when your best player, who averages 20 a game, has 3 at halftime and your team is yet up by 11 points. Outside of that, Alex Ross, good minutes off the bench. He had 2. Ethan Morton, a quiet first half with 2 as well. Redhawks had 10 first-half turnovers. They were 4 of 9 from the line, and all 5 of the threes off the hand of Michael Jensen. Jeff West, again, down 11. They got 6 from Reese Hackett. They got 4 apiece from Jason Payne and Evan Payne, also Brixton Schwinn, 4 points as well, and then 2 in the books from junior Brody Schwinn. Jeff West, they only had 4 turnovers in the first half. They were 6 for 6 at the line, but did not knock down a 3. The rebounding numbers in the first half heavily favoring Hiawatha. Redhawks out-rebounding the Tigers here in the first half, 20-11. But again, Michael Jensen, 5 threes and 17 points to lead the charge. Redhawks 31, Tigers 20. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
2026 is here. Start the new year strong with F&M Bank. Whether you're planning big dreams or just want a better way to manage your money, F&M offers great loan rates and checking products designed just for you. Stop by the main branch at 1701 Stone Street or cruise through the convenient drive-thru at 1500 Harlan Street in Fall City. The friendly team is ready to greet you with a smile and help you make the most of your money. F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lending.
U-Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Packed house and a full crew on hand. Our boys game in the roundhouse at the halftime break. The home team Redhawks of Hiawatha leading Jeff West 31-20. Let's get you some score updates from around the area tonight. As we got some girls finals, if you missed it earlier, Hiawatha improving to 11-0, defeating Jeff West 55-43. You also had another girls' final, Nemaha Central. They remain undefeated in league play. They beat Holton 58-30. Also a Northeast Kansas League final, Jefferson County North defeating Valley Falls 41-33. And another Big East League final, All Riley County. They defeat Sabetha 48-13. A final 60-second timeout. Boys game in the second half coming up next here on KNZA.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at Kellerman Insurance.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime coverage again is brought to you by Highland Community College, alongside Paige Mueller with the Hiawatha Channel, Brandon Tam and Megan Sturton as well. Hiawatha and Jeff West tonight, boys game about to start the third quarter. Tigers will have the first possession going from right to left. Hiawatha will counter left to right in the second half. Redhawks by 11. 31-20, and here we go, third quarter underway. Redhawks built a 17-point first-half lead, but a 6-0 run to end it, and now they add to it. Hackett, tough shot in the lane. And it's now a 9-point game. Reese Hackett for Jeff West, 8 points, and then they force a turnover. 11 first-half, or I should say 11 now, turnovers in the game, 10 in the first half in that category for the Redhawks. So not a good start for the Redhawks. Tigers, let's see if they can build off a bucket and a stop. 31-22, a 9-point game. Up top, setting, Brody. This is Schwinn, diving, off balance, no. Tough defense, had to go over both Stephen Morgan and Kessler. That is a hard task to complete. And Stephen Morgan grabbing the miss. Redhawks, long skip pass, Jensen trying to touch pass to Kessler, off balance, and another turnover. Hack it up the floor, and he's going to be called for a travel. He thought maybe the ball was knocked around. It didn't have possession. The official says no, and make it five turnovers now for the Tigers here tonight. Just getting going second half. 7:06 to go, third quarter. Redhawks 31, Tigers 22. Redhawks looking for a sweep tonight. Girls final 55-43. Hiawatha girls now 11-0 on the season. Redhawk boys trying to go to 10-1 and win their ninth straight game here tonight. Stephen Morgan, elbow pass, now on the wing. It's Morton, back up top, Jensen. Could be a record-setting night. Hack and a block on Stephen Morgan from behind. And it's cleared away by Jeff West. Looking for Duncan. That pass, left corner to right wing, had too much mustard on it. And a turnover by the Tigers. So the Redhawks forcing a Jeff West turnover. Maybe more so issued there by Jeff West themselves, but nonetheless, Redhawks get it back with a 9-point lead about 90 seconds into the third. Now the Tigers stepping up into a 1-3-1 zone. 17 points and 5 threes for Michael Jensen in the first half, and here's a nice running floater on the right baseline. Teardrops for Ethan Morton. He's got 4, and it's 33-22 Redhawks. Up top, here's Jason Payne. They don't close out on him. Left side, it goes to Brody Schwinn. Triple threat position, two dribbles right, picks it up, now bounces right corner. Trying to get it back on a cut, working on Stephen Morgan, shot rejected again. Stephen Morgan at least two, maybe three blocks in this game tonight. Also nabbing his seventh board to go along with 3 points. Morton a three, it's off the front rim, backside rebound for Henry, second chance up and in. Carson Henry off the miss, and it's 35-22 Redhawks, 5:45 to go, third quarter. Jeff West came into tonight 7-3, 5-2 in league play. One stat about the Tigers, they are 5-0 on the road this season. Here's Hackett going to work, backing down Morton. Beautiful pass in the left block. Hackett the assist, and an easy finish for Jason Payne. He's got 6. 35-24 Redhawks, 5:23 to go, third quarter. Still continuing that stretched out zone defense. Here's Jensen, left side. Long skip pass, Henry in the right corner. He's doubled. Now dumps it down to Kessler, who fires it. Jensen, a three. Got it! And that ties a record that's been held for about 30 years. His 6th made three tonight. And one more triple for Michael Jensen. He'll break a record. 38-24 Redhawks underneath. Shot up, and it trickles in there. Nice finish. Brody Schwinn now has 4. But 6 threes made tonight for Michael Jensen. That ties a record. You got to go back to the 95-96 season with Brian Rocky. Kessler inside. Too much muscle and hustle. Correction. Stephen Morgan with another deuce. He's got 5. 40-26 Redhawks. Jeff West nearly turning it over, but last touch by Morton on the near side. But again, the story tonight, Michael Jensen. 4 threes in the first 6 minutes of the first quarter. He made one more in the second. He had 17 points at the half, and he's knocked down another here in the third. 6 threes and 20 points. One more three will break a record that goes back to 95-96. Here's Tuck, a right corner three, high off the front rim, tipped by Jensen into the hands of Carson Henry. 4:13, clock moving third quarter. Redhawks by 14. Here's Morton right side, long skip pass, Jensen in the corner. Turns down a semi-open three. Now Stephen Morgan back to Henry. Baseline drive, backdoor pass, Kessler rejected by Payne. Jason goes up for that one, tuck the rebound. Back up the floor, reverse layup for Jason Payne is good. Jeff West moved quickly there, Payne now with 8, and it's 40-28 Redhawks, 3:43 to go third quarter. Here's Morton getting around Hackett, looking short corner right. And they're going to say it was last touch by the Tigers. Tuck did not agree with that call, but the Redhawks keep the possession. 26 on the shot clock, 3:40 on the game clock here in quarter number 3. Morton to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Hackett defending. And they lob it into Stephen Morgan up top, and Tuck reaching in. If that's him, that's going to be four. And it is. Max Tuck going to have to take a seat on the bench. They're going to bring up Brixton Schwinn actually to check in for him. So Max Tuck, honorable mention in the football season as a linebacker in the Big East, has four fouls here tonight. It's been a rough go. Redhawks with the possession, fresh shot clock, leading by 12. 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's 40-28. Jensen driving, leaving his feet. Darts a pass into the left corner. Jensen, for the record, got it! There it is, folks, a record being set tonight. Michael Jensen, 7 made threes, and a record that stood back to 95-96. Congratulations, Michael Jensen, as the Tigers are going to get free throws here on the other end. Lane Kessler picks up the foul, but Michael Jensen etching his name into the record books tonight. Most threes in a game. He's currently got 7 in the books, and we still got 3-plus minutes to go in the third. Free throws here for Hackett. He rattles in the first. Hackett now with 9 points for Jeff West. He's 3 for 3 at the line tonight. Tigers 7 for 7 at the free throw line in the game tonight. 43-28, Redhawks. Second one, no good. Kessler, big body, clears it away for the Redhawks. Here's Morton all the way to the rack with English off the window in between two black jerseys. And a timeout for Joe Smith. 6 for Ethan Morton. Is it a 30 or a full? It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Paige Mueller, there it is. We were talking about it early, but a new record for made threes in a game. Michael Jensen. And we still got a lot of time. He could shatter this record.
It's an exciting time to be a Hiawatha Redhawk fan.
I feel like someone told him. We were kind of talking during the halftime break, and I said, no one needs to tell him that he's close to this record. But the way he kind of reacted after making that three makes me believe someone might have put a little birdie in his ear. I could be wrong. I'm just guessing. I'm just going off what I see.
He could also just be excited.
That was a very exciting three. He was a little more excited for that. I'm just saying, whether he knew or not, Michael Jensen is having a career night and a record-setting night, to say the least. He's got 23 points and 7 threes. That is a new Red Hawks record. Sorry, Brian Rocky, if you're listening. That record is no more. But still 3 minutes to go, third quarter. The Redhawks' lead is 45-29. 1 point off their largest lead of the night at 17 early in the second quarter. As a shot inside, Jason Payne finding a rhythm. He got a soft touch from inside the free throw line. Jason's got 10. It's 45-31. Over the top pass, Kessler missing the shot. It was well defended and a late whistle and a foul. Jeff Westside not approving of the call. And they get Brody Schwinn with that foul and free throws. Going to be Braylon Stephen Morgan to shoot the two.
Braylon, who averages 20.5, he's kind of had a quiet night tonight. But when you're Hiawatha and you have Michael Jensen, who's hit 7 threes, it kind of works out for you.
6 points now after the made free throw by Stephen Morgan. He does have 7 rebounds, so he's about to his season average in that category. He is 4 for 5 at the line tonight, 67% on the season, and he goes 2 for 2. 47-31 Redhawks, record-setting night for Michael Jensen with 7 made threes. And that one, a steal by Jensen. Coast to coast, a lot of contact, no call, and a rebound off the miss by Brody Schwinn. 2-on-1 break for the Tigers. Little sidestep, shot good, and one. Jason Payne, nicely done. Foul's going to be on Kessler. It was well defended. Good defense, better offense, as they would say in some capacity. So Kessler picks up his second. Redhawks team foul number 2. Alex Ross checking in for Kessler. A little smaller of a lineup, as Jason Payne is going to try to add one more with 3-point play opportunity. Can't get it to go. Spins out. Rebound for Alex Ross. Quickly up the floor. Here is Jensen. 7 made threes tonight. New school record. Right back to him up top. He ball fakes. Little jab step. Works left. Morton on the wing. About 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's a 14-point Red Hawks lead. Looking for Stephen Morgan inside. Hackett comes away with a steal. Turnover, Red Hawks. Hackett in the lane, leaning left, and a teardrop with the right. That is a tough finish for Reese Hackett. He's got 11, and it's down to 12. 47-35, Red Hawks. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Jensen left side, back near midcourt. Morton directing traffic, 20 on the shot clock, 1:36 on the game clock. Morton driving, body shot good. Morton the assist, Stephen Morgan an easy two. 9 points for Stephen Morgan, it's 49-35 Red Hawks. Back up the floor, Evan Payne, Hackett, extra pass, Brixton Schwinn. Now Hackett again, oh what a beautiful pass by Hackett on the backside. Nobody marking up Brody Schwinn, and he lays it in for two with ease. 6 points, three made baskets for Brody, and it's 49-37 Red Hawks approaching the final minutes of the third quarter. Stephen Morgan in the corner, baseline drive underneath. Jensen trying to add a three. No, it was on target, but a little bit strong. And a rebound cleared away by Payne and Jeff West. 49-37 Red Hawks, 51 seconds and counting, third quarter. Here is Brody Schwinn with it. Jason Payne, short corner left. Back up top to Brody. Now in the paint, it's Brixton. Got to get out of the paint. Hands it off to his brother. Little floater. No. Alex Ross, the rebound for the Red Hawks. About a 4 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. The Red Hawks can't take it all the way down to end this third quarter. Let's see how long they go with this final 20 on the shot clock. Right now up top with it, Ross. Now Morton. Standing 2 feet in front of midcourt near side. Now puts it on the dribble. Closed out by Brody Schwinn. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Under 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Morton inside to Ross. And somehow the shot clock reset. Missed. Morton puts it up. And he spins it in. And one. Ethan Morton with 8. And a chance for one more with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 51-37 Red Hawks. A Jeff West foul on Brixton Schwinn, his second. A dipsy-do type of finish for number 15 in white. And he capitalizes on the three-point play. 52-37, 3 seconds. Jason Payne has it at midcourt. 45 feet at the buzzer. Nearly got it to go, but off target by a touch. A record-setting night continuing for Michael Jensen. A new record for threes made in a season. He's got, or in a game, I should say, he's got 7 tonight, 23 points. Red Hawks leading Jeff West, 52-37. 60-second timeout in variety. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on KMZA.
I'm Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank. We offer both construction loans and land loans, and as far as the land goes, whether it's all trees or all crops, 3 acres or 100 acres or more, we have loans for all of it. Locking up your dream piece of land, getting pre-approved for your new build, or designing your new home. Let us show you what a small local lender can do that the larger banks cannot.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action in the roundhouse tonight. Hawks looking for their ninth straight win. They lead Jefferson West 52-37, but the Red Hawks turn it over on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Quickly up the floor, Hackett a deep three. It hit the side of the backboard, but an offensive rebound is up and no good. Brody Schwinn is fouled. He'll shoot two. 6 points tonight for the junior, Brody Schwinn. A chance for two at the line. It is the third foul on Alex Ross and the first foul on either side here in the fourth quarter. Michael Jensen with 7 made threes tonight for Hiawatha. That is a new single-game record. And the last time, Ryan Rocky in the 95-96 season had 6 in a game. Michael Jensen tonight said, cracking a 30-year record. And we still got 7:43 to go in the game. And both free, or I should say the first free throw was good. Second was not there by Brody Schwinn. And right now, after another Red Hawks turnover, a little lackadaisical there up the floor. Shot good underneath by Brody Schwinn, who now has 9. It's down to 12, 52-40. For the Tigers, first 3 points scored here in the first 45 seconds of the fourth quarter. Here's Ethan Morton with it. Now a pass to Steven Morgan. Left side on the wing. Backdoor Jensen underneath. Gathers. Can't lay it in on the reverse. And off the rim, missing and hitting the rim twice. A rebound for Evan Payne. Hackett in the lane. Scooped it up, but he draws a foul. And Hackett will shoot two here for Jeff West. Tigers down 12. 6:59 to go in the game. And a second foul on Ethan Morton. Second foul on the Redhawks here in the fourth quarter. Hackett tonight, the junior, 11 points. He's 3 for 3 at the line, now 4 for 4, and has 12 points. 12 points apiece, Jason Payne, Reese Hackett, 9 as well for Brody Schwinn. Of course, the story tonight for Hiawatha, Michael Jensen, 7 threes and 23 points. Hackett makes both free throws. He's 5 for 5 in that category, and 13 points for him in the game. And it's down to a 10-point game with 6:55 to go, 52-42. Tigers ramping up the possession. Jensen driving to the rack. He doesn't need three this time. He gets two, and he's got 25. And a quick timeout, 54-42 at 6:46 to go in the game. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Also the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Paige Mueller, the Hiawatha Channel crew. Megan Sturton, our KMZA studio producer tonight. Brandon Tadman with you as well. Hiawatha and Jeff West, early fourth quarter in the boys' game. 6:46 to go. Right now the Redhawks a dozen lead at 54-42. Michael Jensen tonight, 25 points. 7 made threes for the Redhawks, and he breaks the school record tonight for threes in a game. It was previously 6, and he had to go back to 95-96 when that record was set, and he made his 6th three in the third quarter, and then his 7th record-breaking three also in the third quarter. Still 6 minutes to add to it and change. And out of the timeout, Jeff West with the ball down 12. Hackett in the lane, tough shot, no. And falling off the rim, and a rebound for Steven Morgan. 9 points, 8 rebounds for Braylon Steven Morgan tonight. Here's Jensen, left wing. Closed out quickly, no surprise. And Jensen getting a pass to Morton near midcourt. And the Tigers set a trap in a great spot, but Hiawatha bailed out with the foul call. Jeff West did not approve. Check the foul. It was on Hackett, his third. 6:16 to go in the game. Redhawks by 12 with the ball and a fresh shot clock. Here's Morton, casual with the dribble. A couple steps in front of midcourt. Looking left. Dumps the pass right. Steven Morgan quickly doubled. That should be a tie-up. It is. And the Tigers force a turnover on the perimeter. Good double team by Hackett and Payne. So the Tigers get a stop. 6:03 to go in the game. They're down 12 here in the roundhouse. I mentioned this stat earlier, the Tigers, 7-3 on the season, but they are 5-0 on the road. They want to keep that undefeated road record alive. They're going to have to rally here in the final 5.5-plus minutes of this game. Here's Max Tuck in the corner, baseline drive, he gets underneath, a little stop, a little curl, and he gets it up and in for two. Max Tuck, he's been saddled with foul trouble all night. He's got 4 fouls, but his first point, 54-44, Redhawks by 10. Jeff West, they have not been within single digits since the first half. Jensen, nice drive and kick to Henry. Henry, just a little one-handed bounce pass back up top here to Morton. He's getting rushed by multiple defenders. Now Henry left wing, bouncing it back to Morton up top. 12 on the shot clock. Morton going to work. Right-handed floater in the lane. No. Steven Morgan gets the rebound. Second chance, no. Gets his rebound again. A third opportunity underneath, and I think he gets tied up. Or are they going to call a foul? No, it is a tie-up. So Steven Morgan missing two bunnies inside, getting his misses, and on the third opportunity he gets tied up. But fortunate, the Redhawks have the possession arrow, and they got 30 on the shot clock, 5:09 left in the game. Redhawks leading by 10. 54-44 over Jeff West. Here's Kessler inside, kicks it back up top to Jensen. Right side to Henry, now Morton in the corner. Tigers going zone here defensively. Jasper, the head coach, that is Brady Jasper, leading the charge on this possession, barking out the calls. 12 seconds, Morton, right corner three, swish. First three tonight for Ethan Morton, his 21st made three of the season. Jeff West quickly back up the floor, a lot of contact, no call, rebound Steven Morgan. He's got double-digit boards, 434 and counting, and it's a 13-point Redhawks lead. And Morton dribbling below the knees, left wing, and a reach-in foul on the Tigers. It is Jason Payne who picks up his second. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Fresh shot clock for the Redhawks. They are in no hurry, leading 57-44. Here's Henry, quickly doubled on the left wing, and there's another foul. Well, Jeff Brandon, West fans are tired tonight of the whistle.
I did some research.
Okay.
The points record is 34.
So he is still 9 points away from the single game points record.
And that clash
alluding
is
to Michael Jensen. Okay. Well, we'll keep. Well, it's three shots. He hits three more threes. Talk about a night that would be.
Just figured I'd throw that out there.
Well, there's Jensen in the corner. Steven Morgan down low. Now Kessler, touch pass. Steven Morgan to Kessler. It's big to big for two. 9 for Kessler, his first basket of the fourth quarter. 59-44 Redhawks. Halfway point, Jeff West, nice block-to-block pass. And the finisher is Jason Payne, and he's got 14. Officially past the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. 59-46 is the Redhawks' lead here at home. Looking for Steven Morgan on the cut. Kessler looking with the pass. And Max Tuck chasing it down, tipping it out of bounds underneath. 3:47 to go in the game, 25 on the shot clock, Redhawks 59, Tigers 46. A record-setting night for Michael Jensen. Here's Carson Henry in the right corner. And, of course, with this lead, the Redhawks disciplined to take time. Another Steven Morgan to Kessler, connection! Kessler now with 11, another dime dropped, and now a steal for Hiawatha. Morton to the rack for two. Left side with the right hand. And Jeff West in trouble now. Timeout, Joe Smith and the Tigers. Redhawks tying their largest lead tonight at 17 at 63-46. 3:25 to go. It is a full, so we'll step aside for a tight 30. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Story tonight for the Hiawatha boys, senior Michael Jensen. He has 25 points and 7 made threes. The 7 made threes, a new school record, as the previous mark was 6. That had been set back in 1995-1996. The Redhawks, with their largest, or at least tying their largest lead of the game tonight against Jeff West, 63-46, as we're down to the final 3:25 here in the fourth quarter. Jake and Boss to follow the post-game show tonight, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. There wasn't a ton of games on the docket tonight with the TVL tournament getting going tomorrow at Washington County. We'll have coverage all week on 92.1 KMZA. With that, here's Hackett on the drive and a nice finish up and under. Been impressed with Reese Hackett, the junior, for Jeff West, the transfer. He's got 15, and it's 63-48 at 3 minutes to go. Redhawks slowing down the pace. Redhawks will be at the Thunder Classic next week, hosted by Nemaha Central. They will get Troy in the first round and will try to avenge their lone loss of the season. Foul on Stephen Morgan, or against Stephen Morgan on the perimeter. He had the dribble, Jeff West reaching in. And they got that foul on Brody Schwinn, his third, and the fourth team foul. So the final 250, Redhawks are in the bonus. Here's Ethan Morton to throw it in. Faking a pass, now lobbing one near midcourt, catching his Carson Henry. Now Morton back in the corner. Ball faking, baseline drive, to the rack for two off the window. That is a smooth finish. And Ethan Morton quietly with 16. As this game is about to be close to out of reach, and it might already be out of reach at 65-48 with 2:35 to go. Foul on the perimeter against the Redhawks. It's on Carson Henry, his second. Well, it was 31-20, Hiawatha at the half. And they have not relinquished a double-digit lead at any point in this second half. Jeff West will have it on the side out. Active hands, tipping it out there. Stephen Morgan down to 2.5 minutes. 65-48. Redhawks have had multiple 17-point leads. Here's a drive, little floater, can't get the touch, off the deflection lane. Kessler, another rebound. And the Redhawks slowing down the pace. They get it into the front court with just north of 2 minutes to go. And leading Jeff West, 65-48. 25 points, 7 made threes tonight for Jensen, a new school record for threes in a game. Stephen Morgan, a little turnaround fadeaway, little bit short. Rebound Jason Payne and Jeff West. Payne into the front court, Morton picks him off. Steal by Ethan Morton, why not? To the rack, can't score it, but he's fouled by Hackett. And Morton will shoot two with the clock stopped at 1:54. Now the officials are huddled up. Not sure what the discussion is on that. It'll be the fourth foul on Hackett. He was the only one around Morton on the attempt. And they're going to say the basket is good. They're going to say goaltending on the block attempt by Hackett. So it's an and one for Morton, who's got now 18 in the game. 67-48. I hate you, Paige. If anyone out there is listening knowing why I told Paige that I hate her, I would appreciate you for getting the reference. Nonetheless, the missed free throw by Morton. And it's a 19-point Redhawks lead with under 2 minutes to go. What a performance tonight. This Redhawks team, they're going to win their ninth straight game, stay undefeated in league play. Here's Payne underneath. Shot up good. And the foul. Jason Payne having a nice night with 16. 67-50. Into the game now, we'll see Grayson Gilbert, the sophomore for the Redhawks, appearing in his seventh game. That probably does it for Kessler tonight. Got a minute 41 to go in the game, and one opportunity here for Payne at the line. He's got 16 points and 6 rebounds. Payne, got it. 1 for 2 at the line tonight. 17 to lead Jeff West. 67-51. Redhawks trying to cruise this final near 90 seconds to victory. Tigers going man-to-man. Morton on the dribble. Gets to the left elbow. Kind of slipped a little bit. Gets it off to Jensen in the corner. Back to Morton on the wing. 17 on the shot clock. 120 on the game clock. Ross inside. Shot rejected. Good defense. And is it going to be a tie-up inside? Yes. After the block shot by Payne, he gets tied up. The possession arrow does give it back to the Tigers. So Hackett quickly back in after sitting out just a couple of seconds, replacing the freshman, Evan Payne. Minute 18 to go. It is the Redhawks 67, Tigers 51. It's going to be a home sweep tonight for Hiawatha. Hackett to the rack. And is it going to be on the floor? Is it going to be an and one? Appears to be on the floor. Foul on the Redhawks. That foul going against Ethan Morton, that is his third. Team foul number 5 to to both teams in the bonus. Final 1:12. This puts Hackett at the line for two. First free throw attempt is good. He is 6 for 6 at the line in this game and has 16 points. Well, Jason Payne, Reese Hackett, they have been solid tonight, but just not much in the point production for the Tigers outside of those two. And his second free throw also good, and he'll match Jason Payne with 17. 67-53, Red Hawks approaching the final minutes of this one. Here's a trap on Henry, now up to Jensen, and a foul. Going to put Michael Jensen at the line. He hasn't scored in a little bit, sitting at 25 and trying to add here with a minute to go in the game. A record already been set with now 7 made threes. 25 points. This will be his first attempts at the free throw line tonight. And Jensen spins in the first. He's got 26. 68-53, Red Hawks. And the second, no good, a little bit strong, and Jeff West the rebound. Under a minute to go, Hackett up the floor quickly, nice pass, good assist, Hackett, bucket for Brody Schwinn, who's got 11. Final 50 seconds, 68-55, Red Hawks. It's going to be the ninth straight win. Jensen, right wing, not sure if he'll get another chance. Red Hawks just slowing it down, final 37 seconds. Good difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Looks like Hiawatha is going to sub in some deep bench players here for one possession if they get a stoppage.
All seniors, too.
Okay. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Shot is good. How about that? Fine to Grayson Gilbert for two. 70-55, final 14 seconds. Hackett to the rack. Try to reverse. Left it short. And off the deflection. Goes out of bounds. Tigers will keep with 9 seconds to go. Josh Kappelman's going to check into the game. He also got Isaac in the game. But a standing O, a record-setting night for Michael Jensen. His night is done. 7 made threes, 26 points. Final 8 seconds. It's thrown into Jeff West. Will they get one more shot up? Brixton Schwinn, left side Hackett, jab fake, he'll attack, shot rejected at the buzzer by Alex Ross. An exclamation point on a dominant Red Hawks victory. 70-55, they put it at 60 in cruise control, and the Red Hawks have now won 9 consecutive games, 15 of their last 18 going back to last season. They're undefeated in league play at 4-0, and Jeff West on the other side, they drop to 7-4 and 5-3 in league play. The Red Hawks with the sweep. Boys final, Hiawatha 70, Jefferson West 55. Our post game is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the incredible run for Hiawatha basketball continues here tonight inside the roundhouse. It's a Red Hawk sweep in a Big East League rivalry with Jeff West. Girls final 55-43. Lady Red Hawks now 11-0 on the season and in the nightcap. It was a record-setting night in the boys' game, 70-55, comfortable. They get the win over Jeff West. Red Hawk boys have now won 9 consecutive games, improved to 10-1 on the season, and 4-0 in league play. And the record-setting night belongs to 6-foot senior Michael Jensen. 26 points to lead all scorers, but his 7 made threes, a new school record. The previous mark held by Brian Rocky, who had 6 made threes during the 1995-1996 season. But that near 30-year record shattered tonight by Michael Jensen, who put on a record-setting performance. He had 4 threes in the first quarter. He had 5 threes at the half break, and he broke the record with number 6 and number 7 in the third quarter, ultimately finishing with 26 points on the night and a new school record to boot. Postgame here on KMTA and the Hiawatha Channel. Again, our postgame brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Little extended postgame for you here tonight. Don't worry, we got Jake and Boz coming up here in just a little bit. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on deck here in just a little bit. Well, again, the Hiawatha boys, 26 points and a school record, 7 made threes for Michael Jensen leading the charge tonight. And with all that, it was a pretty quiet 18 points for Ethan Morton, as Morton only had 2 points at halftime. And he had 16 in the second half, so 18 in the game for Ethan Morton. And then you had the big bodies of Braylon Stephen Morgan and Lane Kessler. Braylon, 9 points, 11 rebounds. Kessler, 11 points and 7 rebounds tonight. Some team stats for Hiawatha, 16 turnovers. They were 7 of 13 at the line and 8 total threes, which 7 of them off the hands of Michael Jensen. The other 3 was knocked down in the fourth quarter by Ethan Morton. And then you look at Jeff West, again, outside of Reese Hackett and Jason Payne, those two had quality performances tonight, and even Brody Schwinn. But outside of those 3, they had the majority of the 55 points for Jeff West, 17 apiece for Hackett and Jason Payne. Jason also adding 7 rebounds to the total. Brody Schwinn finishing with 11 as well. And then outside of that, you had 4 points from Brixton Schwinn, 4 points from Evan Payne, and 2 points from Max Tuck. But Max, he was in foul trouble all night, and his minutes were fairly limited. Jeff West, 9 turnovers. They were 12 of 15 at the line, and they did not knock down a single 3 tonight, Paige. So you had Michael Jensen hit 7 of them. Red Hawks hit 8 as a team. That is a plus 24 advantage in that category, and a final outcome that was 15 points. Again, Hiawatha winning at 70-55. One of the key stats in this one, obviously I'm going to circle here, and that is rebounding. Rebounding dominated by Hiawatha tonight. 32-19 was the rebound total in favor of the Red Hawk boys. Again, 11 of those boards from Stephen Morgan, 7 of them from Lane Kessler. Also with that 26 points, Michael Jensen did have 4 rebounds as well in the game tonight. But again, a record-setting night for Michael Jensen. We'll take another timeout. We'll have our player of the game, and I bet you $1 million anybody listening will know who our player of the game is set to be. But another post-game timeout. We're back after this here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one more time here on KNZA, queued up on the Hiawatha channel as well. A record-setting night in the boys' game. Hiawatha's Michael Jensen with 7 made threes. Previous record was 6 by Brian Rocky back in 1995-1996. Jensen with 26 points tonight to lead all scorers. He tied that record in the third quarter, and then a minute or two after that, breaking that record with his 7th made three. And Paige, remember right, I'm not sure he even attempted another three after he made that record-breaking number 7.
He might have known.
Well, I said it. I said his reaction to that final one leads me to believe that someone put a birdie in his ear at some point, maybe at the halftime break. Regardless, we're talking. The Red Hawks are playing good basketball. They have won 9 consecutive games, now 10-1 on the season, 4-0 in league play. Jeff West boys again tonight dropped to 7-4, 5-3 in league play. Actually, Jeff West, their first loss on the road this season. They were 5-0 in road games, but the Roundhouse, we've seen it all year long. It is a tough place to play. It is time for our Player of the Game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Paige? I don't think there's much of a discussion here.
Yeah, I think a gander. It's probably Michael Jensen.
Michael Jensen. How about the senior? 26 points, a school record, 7 made threes. Again, a record that goes back to the 95-96 season. Just fantastic stuff. Jensen came into tonight averaging 9 points a game, but he balloons it for 26 and 7 made threes. A school record now new with Michael Jensen with his name in the record book. Again, Player of the Game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Both these teams now setting their sights on mid-season tournament time next week. Paige, we'll be there Tuesday night. We'll see this Hiawatha team in a rematch. Actually, I say Tuesday night. It's actually Tuesday mid-afternoon. A 4:45 start time at Nemaha Central High School. Hiawatha will look to avenge their lone loss of the season in the first round of that tournament, taking on Troy. We had it on KNZA back on December 5th at Troy, a game that went into not one, but 2 overtimes. Trojans came out victorious 87-85. These two teams now meeting up in Seneca Tuesday afternoon in the first round of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Now on the other side for the Jeff West boys, They set their sights on the Valley Falls midseason tournament, and they take on a familiar foe in Rossville in the first round on a Tuesday. They just saw Rossville a couple of weeks ago, their first game, or I should say second game out of the break. Rossville won that game by 31 points. So Jeff West, again, they started the season 5-1, but they are 2-3 in a little bit of a slump over their last five games. Well, that's going to do it for us here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel as well. Of course, Kansaland Country, Jake and Boz are standing by with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, so stick around for that. Again, for Paige, for Megan, for Jake, for Boz, for everybody in between, appreciate it very much. Final scores again tonight from the Roundhouse, a Hiawatha sweep. Girls improved to 11-0 with a 55-43 win over Jefferson West. Red Hawk boys now 9 consecutive wins. They are 10-1 and 4-0. And again, tip of the cap to senior Michael Jensen, a record-setting night for threes made in a game. He collects 7 of them and finishes with 26 points tonight. So it's a Hiawatha sweep in the Roundhouse. Don't go anywhere. Jake and Boz standing by. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is on deck. So stick with us here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.